It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Jessica Hunt. It is Election Day in cities across New Hampshire today, and voters are heading to the polls to weigh in on local elections, including in Manchester, where a high-profile mayoral election is on the ballot. Morning Edition host Rick Ganley is at the Bridge Cafe on Elm in Manchester this morning, and he joins us now. Good morning, Rick.
Hi, Jessica. Good morning to you. And we are live in Manchester this morning as we head into municipal elections today. The polls have opened up officially as of 6 o'clock. And we'll be here throughout the morning talking with some political analysts and getting kind of a flavor of what's happening, not only here in New Hampshire's largest city, but also across the Granite State in general, with 10 cities going to the polls today. And joining me now is Carol Robidoux, editor-in-chief of the Manchester Inklink, and our own Dan Tuohy to talk about some of the races and ballot issues that are happening around the state today. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for getting up early. I know it's a little tough if you don't do it every day. You know, we are in Manchester, so let's talk a little bit about the mayoral race between Joyce Craig and incumbent Ted Gatzis. What are we expecting from voters, Carol, at the polls today? It seems as though this is going to be a close race again.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a great turnout. The weather has cooperated, so that's always the first thing we look at is
right.
The weather. But as most people realize, they went head-to-head 2 years ago, and it was a very close
64 votes.
Yep, as Senator Lou D'Alessandro would say, it was a real bond burner. there was a recount, and I think Joyce has generally been campaigning ever since. She's kept herself involved, and what we're seeing now is a very organized ground game from Joyce Craig's campaign. She has an office over off of Mammoth Road, and it's always buzzing. There's, you know, day, night, anytime, you know, you drive by, there's people in there working. So I think she's really determined to try to turn things around this time and go that extra mile, whatever that means.
You've got a long time incumbent, though, in Mayor Ted Gatzis,
yes,
too. So what is she up against there?
She's up against a lot because he's done a lot of things of late. You know, we have this beautiful downtown paving. The paving project got done. She would accuse him of using some things to his advantage at election season, talking about solar energy plan that wasn't quite ready to, you know, sort of still incubating, but he brought it up at one of the last alderman meetings just to sort of put it out there. He's got wide support, very business friendly, and certainly, you know, he has a lot of experience in this game. He's been a senator, he's been run for governor, so she's up against that. Her resume is a little thinner in that respect, I guess, but what she lacks in that, I think she's come out of the gate pretty strong against Ted Gatzis, you know, her campaign material, fact checks herself as she puts information out there. And so we'll see, you know.
Yeah, and you feel that interest, obviously you say like weather is in our favor today as far as getting people out to the polls, but you feel interest on this off year is strong.
I do. I mean, well, we posted a voter's guide yesterday on Manchester Inklink, and it's the top story right under scams, which is always the top story. But, that's always heartening to me that people are...
They're paying attention.
They're paying attention. There's a lot of questions coming in about where to vote, and so I think people are definitely interested in this election locally, even though it's not, as you say, it's an off year, but it means a lot here, and it's not just at the top level. We have a lot of interesting races shaping up in the alderman and school board, and right now schools are a hot topic too.
Of course,
everybody's sort of paying attention, no matter where their interest level.
And Dan, you've got cities and towns all across the state that are going to the polls today, and they're talking about Keno. Keno is one of those subjects that's going to be on the minds, I think, of people too. What's been the reaction to the electronic gambling game here in Manchester? I want to bring Dan into this in a minute, but Carol,
we had a reporter go out to the Keno public hearing and nobody came, so that was interesting. It was empty, zero, and so that sort of leads us to believe that, generally speaking, people see it as a way of gaining some support, you know, tax money or you know, residual money for our schools and for things we need, and it's not like a casino's moving in from out of town or something. And many business owners, including Joe Kelly Levasseur, who's an alderman and a restaurant owner, he's interested in bringing it into his place. So businesses see it as a positive way of generating business and getting people in the door, and then having that, you know, they'll get some profit from that. So I don't think it's going to I think it's going to fly here in Manchester. That's my prediction, and I'm not a big prediction person, but I just don't see that failing.
Yeah, it's already been approved at Franklin, and of course it's up on the ballot in other cities around the state. Dan, what's your feeling about it?
I think people are looking at, again, statewide as far as whether this is more of a big thing for towns when they convene their town meetings in the spring. As Carol mentioned, you mentioned, Franklin has already approved it, and it was by a decent margin. So we're looking at, like, what this means for the rest of the state. Was Franklin an outlier? It is a smaller city. Here we have Manchester, the largest city in the state. Ted Gatzis, Joyce Craig. It'd be tough to find anyone in this city that doesn't know either one of them. And, of course, we have that flag, the flag design contest on the ballot, as well as a non-binding question for voters. So it's an interesting-looking ballot. But looking, statewide, we have Laconia mayor is unopposed. That's Ed Engler. Somersworth mayor is unopposed. Portsmouth, as we know, they have a different setup where...
It's interesting.
It is interesting, yeah. It's by their charter, they run for... there's 9 open seats on the council, and candidates run for those seats, and the top vote-getter becomes the mayor. So it's a really... it's quite an interesting thing. And Jack Blaylock, the current mayor of Portsmouth, is again, running for office. So we'll see if he retains that office. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on around the state, and we want to touch upon it throughout the morning here on Morning Edition. We are broadcasting live from the Bridge Cafe in Elm Street here in Manchester for municipal elections that are going on, obviously here in Manchester, but around the Granite State. And we'll be talking to many people as we go through the morning. We want to talk a little bit about the opioid crisis. Of course, that is a perennial issue for the last few years and a major issue in the mayoral race here in Manchester. We'll be talking about that. We'll be getting kind of the flavor of what's happening around the state and here in Manchester throughout the morning on Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio.